Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XT with Andy. I'm Dave Cruz. Mike Lena is also in the studio.
I'm enjoying this nice hot cup of coffee this morning thanks to Shannon, our intern, who is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's just say that Shannon has been a wonderful addition to our show. She's bright and cheerful and smart.
But
she does not know how to make coffee at all. Like, not even that she just doesn't make it well. She came in this morning and told us that she put the grounds in the pot and then turned the coffee maker on so the hot water poured down, and she couldn't figure out why it was chunky.
It's funny, her reaction. She's like, you know, it didn't look right. Like, yeah. The whole using a filter thing escaped her.
Right. And she was shown how to do it, and it still didn't sink in. But, like, this is stuff, right? Like, for you and me, Dave, we didn't grow up with Keurigs.
No.
We grew up with coffee
pots.
This is
how you had to do it, yeah. So,
and our parents, I mean, I don't know about your parents, but my parents drank a lot of coffee, right? There was always coffee brewing in my house.
Right, yes. You just, certain things you just learn how to do, and you do them. So to see millennials not be able to do things that we just think are common knowledge, it's staggering.
And it just starts with coffee, though, don't you think? I mean, there's a lot of things that I walk around here looking at the younger folk that are in our offices, and I'm like, really? You're asking how to do that? Like, common sense stuff.
Right.
You know, like, just, and cleaning up after yourself. And I mean, they really, they're, you know, Mike Lena is in here, and you're a millennial, whether you want to believe it or not.
Yes.
But there are differences. You guys are just different than we are.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
It's true. I mean,
very different. Do you know how to, can you write a check?
I have to refer back to a check in order to write out a check. I can't just blank.
It tells you.
I know.
Date. Line. Oh, page of the order of.
Signature.
Line.
But you keep one on the side to look at. Oh, my God.
No. Yeah, that, I do. Well, I mean,
do you know how to address an envelope?
Yes, I can do that. That's
to
easy.
Send the check.
She says with such pride.
I know.
I can do that.
I know. For the longest time, my kids thought that you wrote on the back of the envelope. So they were like, they would always write the name across where they sealed the envelope. And I'm like, does it make sense at all for you to use the side that has marking on it when you could use this very clear side of the envelope? I don't know why you're insisting on doing
that. For stuff like this, or with Mike Lena, your kids and Mike Lena seem to be around the same level. Does it?
Thanks, Dave.
Does it more anger you, like you get mad, or anger you in disappointment that you have to explain these things to them that you think should be simple?
Well,
are you more like,
I'm to the point now where I've met so many millennials that have driven me crazy with their lack of understanding things that I'm not mad. Like, I'm not mad at Shannon for not knowing how to make a pot of coffee. I'm mad at her parents for never showing her how to make a pot of coffee. Right. Like, and I'm sorry, Shannon, if your parents are listening, I'm very sorry if I'm offending them, but it all goes back to the parents.
Right.
You know, my parents did a wonderful job. Right. My parents did a great job.
Well, is there anything that you guys don't know how to do because of your parents?
No.
Not at all?
No.
There's nothing.
No.
Good morning, XTU. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jody. How are you?
Hey, Jody. What's going on?
I thought you guys wanted some suggestions of things that millennials can't do or that we need millennials for.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sure, what do you got?
I definitely think millennials do not know how to set a table or fold clothes.
You're right, because somehow their parents decided it's just easier if I do this and you don't do it. Like, I give my parents a lot of credit for the patience that they showed in teaching me how to do these life skills.
Well, we let our kids get away with stuff because we don't want the eye rolling and we don't want the arguments, but whatever. Ask a kid to do a selfie for you and they know how to do it. Ask them if you have a question about your phone and they're awesomely helpful.
That's true.
You would think, though, as far as setting the table, that they've eaten meals at your table multiple times a day, every day, for decades. They should just know by looking.
They eat meals. Oh, my gosh. They eat meals out all the time. Do they not know that the fork goes on the left and the knife goes on the right?
Amen, Jody.
Have a great day. Love you, show.
So let's go to Kyle. Kyle's a millennial, and he has a different opinion.
Well, I I think that I'm fortunate enough. My parents have taught me a lot about retirement savings. So I'm good with that, and I have Roth IRA accounts and stuff like that. But I think there's a lot of millennials that don't know how to do that kind of stuff.
No, that's awesome, because I keep hearing statistics about how people are just not prepared for retirement. Dave, are you saving?
I'll start now.
Oh, my gosh.
Now that Kyle has given me the advice. Kyle, we'll talk off air. You give me some advice.
All right. So what else can you do? Make a good name for yourself here, Kyle, the millennial. That's it. Retirement savings. All right. Well, that's a win for me.
He speaks for his people. You're ahead of the game, Kyle.
That way he can continue to pay people to do things for him.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Billy. We're talking about millennials and what they don't know how to do.
Okay, so I work with someone at the place at the YMCA I work at, and they needed to call their parents for some reason. And the phone we have at our location is a phone where you have to, like, actually push buttons. And
right, like any other office phone.
When they were going to call their home, I had to show them how to properly dial on the phone.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi. So I'm technically a millennial, but I was not brought up in the way of lack of common sense and lack of knowing how to do things. And I can't stand how many people they drive, but they don't even know how to change a tire. I am the one that always changes people's tires because none of my friends know how to do it. And I'm not some girl that's like I grew up in the woods, but I also grew up as the blonde hair, blue eyed cheerleader. Like, you have to balance things and know how to do things.
I think it's great that she's a millennial and she's so upset.
Yeah,
the millennials are bringing everyone down.
Super fired up about this.
I am, because it's just, you're giving us a bad name. Learn how to do what you need to do and stop acting like you don't know how to do anything.
Amen.
All right.
And honestly, I feel like they're lazy and just think saying, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I don't know how to. So then they don't do it. No, come with me. I'll show you how to do it. Like, learn how to do things that you don't know how to do.
Amanda's willing to teach the millennial population and bring them up to speed. We appreciate you.
I just get so frustrated.
Well, thanks so much, Amanda.
Thank you. Have a great day. Love you. Love your show.
92.5 XTU. Good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summer Show with Andy and Dave Cruz. This morning we found out that our otherwise wonderful intern Shannon does not know how to make coffee, and she's a millennial. So we're talking about other things that millennials may not be able to do. We have on the phone baby boomer Candace.
Good morning, Candace.
Good morning.
Hey, you sound a little funny. Can you make sure that we're off Bluetooth or speaker?
I don't know how to do that.
Well, there it is.
All right, so I guess millennials aren't the only ones who don't know how to do things. But so what's going on in your household, Candace?
Okay, so I am 71, and I have a daughter who's 47. And we are always going back and forth about the phone or the computer. So one day we were going back and forth, and she's thoroughly disgusted with me. And I just looked at her, and I said, I can bake bread. Can you?
Wow.
Ooh, drop the mic.
Oh, man.
And she looked at me and she said, well, you just taught me how to make mashed potatoes this morning.
At 47, she just learned how to make mashed potatoes?
No, she was 45.
Oh,
well, okay. That's acceptable.
This is a dated story.
Because 46, that's the swing age.
Yeah,
you know, right in between.
I know. That's hilarious. That's true. But I mean, right? Like, but Candace, some of that falls on your shoulders as the mom, right? Like, if you want your daughter to know how to bake bread.
They saw cooking all the time at home, and it's just what they choose.
That's a good point, too.
It's what they choose and what they feel is important.
Yeah.
And you know what? She is a single, fabulous mother. And I have said to her, look, I had to cook everything. I had to do everything. You do what works for you to get your sweet boy raised. And if that means you have to stop and pick up dinner, you stop and pick up dinner.
Amen.
Oh, that's great. Great advice, Candace.
You're a good mom and a good grandma, yeah. Candace. Thanks so much.
Work on that Bluetooth. All right.
I will. I'll get the girls at work to help me.
Okay.
Perfect. Awesome, Candace. Thank you for checking in. All right, Andy, this should be fun.
All right.
Let's bring in Good Morning, Delco Dave.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're good. So we're talking about millennials. I'm guessing that you don't fit in that category necessarily.
No, I do not. And there's like three things that a millennial will not do. They won't hold a door. They will not say thank you to people that hold a door for them. And I guarantee you the third one, they will not open up the car doors with their girlfriend.
That is a lost art.
Right, yeah.
It's
all about doors in Delco.
I know,
apparently.
Right.
I hold a door for people all the time.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe how many people do not say thank you. And you know what I do? Maybe I shouldn't do it. I say, you're welcome. Don't worry about it.
You know, that's actually a whole Philadelphia thing. That this is what we do in Philadelphia. Right, we hold the door for people, and when they don't respond, we just say, you're welcome.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Like loud enough
they
that they hear it.
Like,
yeah, but I mean, it's true. And it happens more often than not. I don't know that that's necessarily just a millennial thing. I think that I've seen people of all ages. And it drives me crazy too, Delco Dave, when I see parents not thank me for holding a door and they've got kids with them. Because I think you're the reason.
Set the example.
Correct.
You're
right.
The reason
correct.
Delco Dave is spouting off with this morning.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then it's because of that you stop holding doors open for people.
No,
well, if you're not going to thank me.
I can't. It hurts me a little inside.
I do know one thing. Yeah. My son, growing up, when I would work on a car, he was like 6 years old. He'd want to crawl under the car with me to see what I was doing.
That's cool. That's great.
I mean,
well, you must have a great relationship.
He didn't just got anything.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Delco Dave. So. Well, thank you.
Well, hey, it was good to talk to you guys this morning.
We love
hearing
from you.
I love your show, and like I said, I listen to you every day.
Thanks, bud.